The lift bridge was already up when I got to the canal at 6. A fishing boat was easing through, and the whole harbor was the color of weak tea. I'd set the alarm early because I wanted the fish auction, and the woman at Dar al-Kasbah had said, "Go before the sun gets serious." She was right. Bizerta runs on water. The canal that links the freshwater lake to the sea is the only one in the world like it, or so I'm told, and the city's whole day is set by the tide of boats and the rhythm of the bridge. It went up twice while I stood there, letting a sleek white sand barge through, then a little blue trawler with a crew of three. The bridge itself is a steel lattice, and when it rises it does it slowly, like someone stretching. The morning air smelled of diesel and salt and something sweet from the bakeries behind the quay. The fish market is on the old port side, behind the cafes. It's a concrete hall with the sea right there, and the auction was already loud when I walked in. Men in rubber boots and plastic aprons were hauling crates of silver fish, and the auctioneer was moving fast, rattling off prices in Arabic, pointing at piles of sardines and sea bream. I didn't buy anything because I had no way to cook it, but I watched an old man in a flat cap fill a plastic bag with glistening anchovies for what looked like a few dinars. Later, I asked a fishmonger how much a whole bori would cost for dinner, and he said about 8 dinars, which is a bargain. I made a note to come back with a cooler. I had my breakfast at a cafe on the quay, a tiny place with plastic chairs and a view of the boats, a coffee, a glass of mint tea, and a fricasse stuffed with tuna, harissa, and a boiled egg. That cost me about 4 dinars, and it was the best 4 dinars I've spent in this country. The fricasse here is different from Tunis, crunchier, more like a proper roll. I ate it watching the fishermen mend their nets, and I thought this is the morning routine I could get used to. The Fort d'Espagne was my next stop. It sits on a hill above the Medina, and you can see it from the harbor, a blocky sandstone hulk with a flag flying. I walked up through the old town, past the Rue de Fourgrands, where there really were blacksmiths hammering, and the Rue de Armuriers, where there were no armories anymore, just shops selling paint and hardware. The fort was built in the 1570s by a corsair named Yuj Ali, and the view from the top is the whole point. You can see the canal, the Medina, the commercial port, and the lake stretching inland. It's the best place in Bizerta to get your bearings. I sat on a wall in the shade and watched a container ship glide into the harbor, and I thought about how this city has been a port since the Phoenicians. They called it Hippo Diaritis, which is not a name that would sell postcards. The Kasbah is below the fort, on its own hill over the old port. I'd seen it yesterday from the outside, but today I walked the ramparts. It's on Byzantine foundations, which feels old, but then you remember the Ottomans, the Spanish, the French. Bizerta was the last place in Tunisia to be freed from the French in 1963. Long after independence. The Kasbah has a museum now, small and quiet, and the Oceanographic Museum is in a fort across the water, Fort Sidi El Hani. I didn't go in today. The ramparts were enough. The wind up there is strong and clean, and you can hear the gulls over the harbor. By midday, the heat was doing its thing, and I went down to the Andalusian Quarter, the white and blue neighborhood around place Slaadheyn Bachicha. It really is a mini Sidi Bouzid, but with no tourists, just kids kicking a ball, and a man watering his geraniums. I had a cold drink at a little cafe and watched the light bounce off the doors. There's a history there, the Moriscos expelled from Spain in the 17th century, and the blue doors are a memory of the sea. I thought about that for a while, how a whole community carried their home with them in paint. Lunch was lavabai, but not the bowl kind. In Bizerta, they also do it as a sandwich, and I got one from a place called Label by Jabri, which I'd spotted yesterday. It's a small shop on a side street, and the man behind the counter scooped the garlicky chickpea soup into a hollowed-out bread roll, added harissa, a soft egg, and a squeeze of lemon, and wrapped it in paper. It was messy and hot and absolutely right for the afternoon. It cost me about 7 dinars, and I ate it standing up on the pavement because there was nowhere to sit, and it was perfect. I washed it down with a soda and went back to the hotel for a proper siesta because August in Bizerta teaches you that the middle of the day is for lying still. I woke up late, around 5, and took a luge to Ichkil National Park. It's about 30 kilometers away at Tinja, and the shared taxis are cheap and fast. The lake was the reason I came. In winter, it's supposed to be full of flamingos and storks and tens of thousands of waterfowl. In August, it's mostly dry and brown, but there were still birds, herons and egrets picking through the shallows, and a few flamingos in the distance, pink smudges against the gray water. A park ranger told me the lake is a UNESCO site, but it's under pressure from dams and agriculture, and the water level was low. I walked a bit along the shore and watched the birds, and I thought about the reforestation plans I'd read about for Gar El Mel, and how heavy the care of a place can feel. I took a luge back in the evening, the light going golden over the fields. Dinner was at the Dome restaurant, which is right on the water. I had grilled sea bass, a salad, and a bottle of water, and the waiter brought me a plate of fresh figs for dessert, karmis, sweet and dark. The meal came to about 45 dinars, which is more than I'd usually spend, but it was a splurge. I could see the lights of the old port from the terrace, and the festival crowd was already gathering. Tonight is the headline act of the Festival International de Bizerta, a Moroccan conductor named Amine Bouchart doing a participatory concert. Everyone singing along. I'd heard about it from the hotel owner, who said the open-air theater on the old port gets packed. I wasn't sure I knew the songs, but the idea of being in a crowd, all singing together by the water, was too good to pass up. I got there early, paid about 20 dinars for a ticket at the door, and found a spot on the stone steps of the theater. It's built into the old port walls, with the boats right there. The place filled up fast. Families, young couples, a group of teenage girls in matching t-shirts. When Amine Bouchart came out, the crowd cheered, and then he started conducting, and the whole theater sang. I didn't know most of the words, but I hummed along, and it didn't matter. The sea was behind us, the canal lights were on, and for a moment, I felt like I was part of something. Not a tourist watching a show, but someone in a crowd on a summer night, in a city that knows how to do this. After the concert, the old port was still buzzing. I walked along the quay, past the cafes where men were smoking and playing cards, and the fish market was silent now, the shutters down. I stopped at a small cafe for mint tea, about 2 dinars, and sat watching the boats rock in their moorings. The lift bridge was down, and I could see the lights of the commercial port across the water. I thought about the day I had, from the auction at dawn to the singing at night, and how much of it was just water. The canal, the lake, the sea, the harbor. Bizerta doesn't show you everything at once. It gives you a morning, then a hill, then a sandwich, then a song. And at the end of it, you feel like you've been living here a week, not 2 days. I walked back to Dar El Kasbah through the Medina, the streets quiet now, a cat darting past. The hotel's courtyard was cool and lit with lanterns. I sat on a bench for a few minutes, listening to the water from the fountain, and thought about tomorrow. Cap Angela, the northernmost point of mainland Africa, is on my list, and the beaches at La Corniche. But tonight, I'm full, in every sense. A good day in Bizerta doesn't ask you to do more. It just lets you be there, and that's enough. This is Rania Bensella from a rooftop in Bizerta, and I'm going to sleep with the sound of the sea in my ears. Vislima. SFX. Harbor water lapping. Distant gulls. Fade out.